This is the Soundcheck Podcast, made on Varick Street, where New Jersey drivers line up for the Holland Tunnel.
I'm John Schaefer. Today on the show, Soundcheck and the NPR program Latino USA teamed up to throw a party in the green space. It was while the Latin Alternative Music Conference was underway here in New York. Now, we've heard from Juana Molina from Argentina. Also on the bill that night, La Mecánica Popular. They're led by Efraín Rosas. Efraín was born in Peru, but moved to New York a few years ago, where he formed this band and named it after the magazine Popular Mechanics, and hammered out a style that he calls psychedelic salsa, subtracting the horn section from the usual salsa band and replacing it with guitars and some very trippy effects. Maria Hinojosa and I will speak with Efraín in a moment, but first, a couple of songs from our big night in the green space. The first one is called La Paz del Freak, The Peace of the Freak. It's La Mecánica Popular on this special edition of Soundcheck and Latino USA.
Vivir su vida como él le da la gana. El ratero.
Ok, this next song is called El Ratero.
La Mecánica Popular.
La Mecánica Popular.
And a song called El Ratero, live from the green space and our public radio doubleheader. All of this music doing double duty for both Maria's program, Latino USA, and our program, Soundcheck, here in the green space.
And it's great to be with all of you. Okay, so here's my immediate reaction. So I'm like, suddenly I'm dancing, I feel like I'm listening to...
Yeah, you were getting your freak on
Pero
there.
Claro, mi amor, that was like some serious salsa. So I'm like doing my like, yeah, and you know, I'm Mexican, but I learned how to dance salsa in New York City. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh my God, Carlos Castañeda is in my head. And so I really did live psychedelic salsa. But what are the roots, Efraín, of psychedelic salsa?
Well, basically...
all of the members of the band, and the idea which I came up with, it was the result of just loving music, you know? We love all kinds of music. We love salsa, we love the Afro-Caribbean rhythms, and we love the textures of avant-garde, psychedelia, you know, new music. You know, so it's basically that, you know, we couldn't find that, so we decided to do it. Because we love it, seriously.
There was some kind of psychedelic influence in some of the music in Peru and Brazil and places like that in the 60s and 70s, wasn't there?
Totally. You know, chicha, cumbia, Peruvian cumbia is amazing. And as you can see, we have no horn section. That comes from also from chicha. There was a path, of course, as some of us are from Peru, growing up there. Yeah, Peru.
Viva Peru!
Growing up there, listening to that, like, that's a path that is kind of a door left open there to transit. And the horns were replaced by the guitars, electric guitars, and these textures, really interesting textures. So that's what we do.
Efrain, did you start playing psychedelic salsa in Lima, Peru, or was it when you came to New York?
No, it was a project that I decided to start here when I came. Like, I came here 3 years ago, but this project has 2 years, more or less. Yeah.
And what was the immediate reaction here in New York, where you have diehard, hardcore salsa, you know, and in that case, don't even call it salsa, call it Afro-Cuban roots, etc. Son. What's been the reaction to the psychedelic salsa?
To be honest, it's been great. 2 weeks ago, we played Summer Stage in the 50th anniversary of Fania Records, opening for Roberto Roena. And people really liked it. I mean, it was an honor to be there, and people really liked it. It was like really old school people dancing to our stuff and young people to dig in it. So, I mean, it's been really fast, and people are really liking it. I think people are really open here in New York to hear new stuff, you know? And even, I think in general, even old school people, when they hear something that is honest and somebody who's trying to do, has an honest seeking for something honest, I think they will dig it. You know, there's this thing about humans, I think, that when somebody opens to you and is honest, you immediately feel and accept it, you know, in a way. And that's beautiful, I think.
He's so young and naive, isn't he?
I think, Efrain, that you've hit it on the head. I think that when the music... I'm sorry, I'm eternally young.
And I'm a native New Yorker.
But I respond to the authenticity because I believe, Efrain, that this is a musical experience that spoke to you and that you felt in many ways that you could actually make it live here in New York.
Yeah, but you know what? Lima, I think a lot of, being here in New York, honestly, some of the most interesting art I see in general, not only music, comes from peripheral cities, Lima, New Delhi, Cairo, you know, they are cross points where a lot of traditions cross with modernity. So, and those cities are pretty wild, you know, don't underestimate our cities, man. You know, seriously, I think the Latin American growing up in a city like Lima, 10 million people city, with people from all over Peru who has like 12 languages, you know, it just blows your mind. And chicha, cumbia, Peruvian, is a result of that too, you know. And I think all around the world you can find really interesting stuff in these cities that are like third world or whatever you want to call it, you know.
Well, a lot of what's holding tonight's show together is this combination of tradition and experimentation, mm-hmm. you know. It's certainly the case with Labyrinth Theater Company, as you'll hear in a few minutes. Absolutely the case with Juana Molina. What about you? What's your relation to the tradition of salsa? Did you grow up listening to Willie Colon and people like that?
I mean, as I say, I think that's a pan-Latin experience to you in the bus, you listen to radio, you know, and everywhere, your parents, parties. But like the salsa dura, the Fania stuff, I came across afterwards, you know, not when I came here, but just like when I started to dig for, I was more into rock, experimental jazz, and then I find these Fania records like Willie Colon, Hector Lavoe, these really interesting musicians, super creative, super risky. So that was really cool for me because I was listening to more like salsa sensual or romantic salsa from the 90s, you know, 2000s, which is cool too.
We know why you wanted to listen to that.
It's cool, too. You know, everything has
you did hear what the name of it was. Salsa Sensual.
Yeah, yeah. It's okay. Kind of the classic.
Efrain, we know it. It's all like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You had plans listening to salsa.
So, Efrain, do you want to... before we let you finish out your set, can you introduce the rest of the band for us?
Of course. Hector Ferreira from Peru, yeah. En los timbales, Jesús Marval, desde Venezuela, en la guitarra. Ernesto Lúcar, siguiendo la tradición, following the tradition of Peruvian chicha. And Alejandro Hacker in the bass.
You guys sound fabulous together, which means I want to hear some more music.
You want to do Muy Distinto next?
We're playing Muy Distinto.
Yeah. Did I not say that right?
Oh, you, sorry, I couldn't
you
hear.
You look Muy Distinto I right now.
I didn't hear you.
Let's hear the band. La Mecánica Popular, live from the green space. Thank you.
Gracias. Rico.
Rico, rico.
Okay, we have one last song. I think everybody should dance. That's me. I would be doing it, but I'm kind of, right? All right, this next song is called Guajiro, and we just released a video with a really cool animation from a Peruvian artist, Muriel Holguín. Ahí va. Rico, 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 rico.
Thank you.
Mecánica Popular. Thank you.
By the way, we shot video of today's session. Find it at soundcheck.org. And if you subscribe to WNYC's YouTube channel, we'll update you every time we post new videos. That does it for this installment of the Soundcheck podcast. Thanks for listening.